Lost in the first 20 minutes. I think that's an easy one to say. Very poor start, unlike us, and you can't do that at home for your own crowd. You've got to get a good start to get the crowd on your side and just to put the pressure on Leicester, who on paper are a better team. So you've got to get off to a good start, and that was the worst possible start, most unlike us. After that, it's pretty hard work to catch up. I thought the sin bin just on half time didn't help, but having said that, the first, you know, we had a strategy for the first 10 minutes of the second half to concede no points, and then when Chris Jones came back on to set the pace up, and in that first 15 minute period of the second half, we went 10 points to nil up. You know, we've got to score a try and a penalty. But you know, machine of Leicester had some good subs to come on, and they played at some good pace, and there was just too much to catch up in the end.
What was the problem at the start then?
What? A lack of urgency, really. If you're looking at it practically, we were just slow to react and didn't come off the line aggressively, and we let them have a period of continuity. And really, we'd identified that Leicester don't play too much with too much width, because they only got Toby Flood. They haven't got a person at 12 that's got a pass on him, so most of it comes off Flood. So we said, whatever you do, just mark Flood and around Flood. And what do? We let Flood straight through the middle. You know, that was part of our strategy, was to not worry about the outside. In the whole of the first half, they didn't get round us on the outside. It was just a case of having to block up Toby Flood in the middle, and we didn't do a job. I mean, he was very good, but you know, we had identified that, and he had to be bottled up, and the players around him had to be bottled up, but we didn't do that. So we didn't stick to our defensive strategy in the first 20 minutes.
But you got back into the game. A good try from Garvey in the corner. And you must have thought at least a bonus point then.
Yeah, it was one of the best tries we scored, I think. It was actually superb. 15-man effort. But we gave a soft one away around the fringes. You know, they're just a pick and go. And where we've conceded tries this year against Newcastle, against Wasps, is around that area where we're just a bit soft to soak up. And, you know, I was very disappointed after scoring a brilliant try like that to concede a soft try, but a try which you wouldn't expect to concede. Leicester just picked and went, and scored. It was a matter of time before they scored. And we've got to be better at defending around those edges.
Yeah, I know you see Leicester as a bit of a benchmark in the Premiership, don't you?
Yeah, they are. But they're starting to play now. The last few weeks, we've seen the old machine starting to roll again now, and they're tough. And they came here. Their attitude was very good. They're in a position where they need almost 4 or 5 points from each game now to catch up and get in that top four. And we knew that was potentially a problem for us, because, you know, every game they play now, they're going to be preparing very thoroughly for, and have their eye firmly on the Premiership as well. So. They're a tough team, but we that first 20 minutes killed us. You can't, you know, you've got to get off to a good start. You've got to get points up against this lot first. And that was, so of all the games this year, that's one of the most disappointing ones I've seen, because we were just out of it, really. You could tell that after 20 minutes, it was going to be a tough game to get back into.
What does that do now going into the game at Wasps?
Well, I'm not happy with that. We need a reaction from that. We underperformed today, and that's not good enough. So, you know, maybe it's a bit of a layoff. So we've had the rest of the squad over in Bucharest, and they had run out 57 points at home to Bucharest, you know, 10 days ago. That wasn't really the stern test we needed before we went into Leicester. And they had Clermont Auvergne twice, which was a pretty stern test before they came into us. So that'll get us back into the groove now. And we've got a short turnaround, but we have got to have a reaction. I know Wasps want one, because they got thumped against Gloucester. They're talking the same. So two teams going to go into that got to prove a point and get back on track.